Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good day to you from Hawaii. It is our second weekend in August already. It's going to be pretty still, not like last weekend. We had lovely wind, so it's a bit on the, a little fog may come in from the Big Island, but we don't mind. You know, we understand that everybody's got to share the lovely explosions from Pele over at Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, where the volcanoes are. We all have a little bit of rain on the windward side, but mostly sunny, a gorgeous day to play a round of golf. And if you would like to get out and play at Volcano right now, it's 59 degrees, lovely time of the day. There's a 10:30, 11:42. Makalei has a 9:40 and a 10:28. Poipu, 9:10, 10:30, 11:30. And remember, for the folks who live on Kauai, go to Poipu, you're getting a special discount. Kui Maka'ala, they're all playing over at Kapolei, but you can if you want the 11 or 11:30 tea time. Ko'olina, Kui Kalepa Iolani, they're all getting out to play today. And at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, formerly known as Luana Hills, that's the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, there's a 10:10, 11:20, and a 12:30. From Golf Channel's Morning Drive, Gary Williams is joining us. From World Golf Radio, Bob Bupka at the PGA Championship, and Global Golf Post President and Publisher Jim Nugent. But first, let's acknowledge the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Well, let's get right into this with Gary Williams. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
I gotta say, you know, you're an overnight sensation. Congratulations.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. I'm really lucky to be a part of not only the show, but really, obviously, the network as a whole in terms of the timing with Comcast and NBC. So you're awfully supportive, and I greatly appreciate it. And I got to tell you, this means a lot to me because my parents fell in love in Hawaii 52 years ago. That's where they met, and that's where they were both living. My dad was stationed in the Coast Guard. They lived right on Waikiki Beach.
Wow.
So to chat with you today means a lot.
Excellent. Now, I was being a little bit facetious about the overnight sensation part because, I mean, you've worked for a long time. You were with Sirius. But unfortunately, we don't get XM Sirius here in Hawaii. The satellite does not quite make it here. It's like just too below the horizon, right? So we didn't get to hear you then, and you've worked on the PGA Tour Network. You've been in radio for a long time, but first, before radio, the reason you have such an incredible knowledge of the game is you played.
Well, I did. I played, but I taught more than I played. I was a decent player, but I really gravitated when I was a club professional more towards the instructional side, and I was very fascinated and really keen on really running golf tournaments. And I was lucky enough to be at clubs that had some great tradition, including Seminole, which as far as having, you know, tournaments, they used to have a member pro there back in the day that was, I mean, the names on the wall in the locker room are the who's who of golf, and it's back again, and all the great players of today go and they support the member pros. So, yeah, I did play. I played decently, but I just love the game. I love being around it.
Okay, now the big question is, why did you go into radio?
You know, when I left the golf business, I wasn't really sure what the direction was going to be. I had done broadcasting in college, and It was really a coincidental thing. There was a general manager of a radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I relocated after getting out of the golf business, that was familiar with my background, and he said, "Would you be interested in doing a weekend golf show?" And at that time, I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do, and I said, "Sure, it'll be fun." And 10 months later, after doing that, he said, "We want you to do Morning Drive. We're going to replace Don Imus, and we want you to do that." And that was literally offered to me on my birthday, June 7th, 1999. So here we sit many, many years later, and I've been lucky to do the things that I've done, and obviously with the show now, it's a passion project, and it's so much fun to do it and to do the format that we're doing. It's hard to imagine. It was, gosh, 12 years ago.
We're talking with Gary Williams. He's on television now. Golf Channel's Morning Drive. Okay, now in Hawaii, you've got to DVR it or TiVo it, whatever you've got, and watch it later, because I think you're on like at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock, depending on what time of year it is. We don't have daylight savings
right
in Hawaii, right? So I watch you, and I got to tell you, I got to go through the segments a little bit quicker to get to work on time. I love the show. You have a little bit of a mix of golf and real world stuff and other sports. That really works well. But let's get right into the PGA Championship. And I want to talk about caddies a little bit. Not last week's caddy thing. Someone said to me, Rory McIlroy, how could his caddy let him hit that shot?
Mm.
The one that we're talking about, of course.
Certainly.
The one where he hit the limb, the root that's... And then hurts his wrist. Now, what I thought was interesting is, first of all, I'd like your take on the decision-making and the relationship. How important is a caddy to the score, to the decision-making that a player makes?
You know, Danielle, it's really interesting, and I've heard various... no player is willing to, with conviction, quantify the value of a caddy per round or per tournament. My colleague Jason Sobel, who's a great writer at GolfChannel.com, pulled a lot of players and caddies, and generally the consensus was a half a shot a round, which, that's a lot. I mean, you add that up, and if you look at the scoring averages on the PGA Tour, the difference between a guy who is, playing in the FedEx Cup playoffs or the Tour Championship, who's in the top 30 on the money list, you look at scoring averages, 69 to 71 is the separation between guys playing for $10 million checks and guys who are trying to stay and avoid, going back onto the nationwide tour. I think it's a very important relationship. I think it's become more important as outlets like yours and mine, and we get to examine more and more of the game. It's not just golf coming on television on the weekends, and you watch, and you're familiar with the players. We know these caddies now, so we're examining another layer of how players handle the pressure, and part of that is these caddies are, they carry the bag, but they're also mentalists. I mean, they're kind of amateur psychiatrists, and so I think, in varying degrees, they are important to very, very important to some guys. May not be as reliant on the psychological massaging of their egos and their psyches as others. But it's a fascinating thing to examine, because there's nothing really analogous to what a caddy does. I've heard, well, it's like a pitcher and a catcher. No, it isn't.
No.
And it's not like an NBA coach to his team.
No.
That's not analogous either.
I believe
that J.P. Fitzgerald should have been as adamant as he could have been in advising Rory not to try to execute that shot. It's the third hole of the championship, not the 63rd,
yeah,
not the 73rd. He's not in a playoff. And I spent the day with JP, and he's a prince of a guy when I caddied for Rory for a day up at the Memorial.
Right.
But he should have done as much as he could to deter him or to literally implore him not to try to do that.
Absolutely. The guy is young. The wrist is the most important. I mean, how many people's careers have been shot because of Trevor Immelman.
Sure.
Michelle Wee.
Absolutely. Andy Bean. I mean, you can look at certain players. Aaron Oberholzer. Aaron still has a chance to have a very good career, but Aaron has dealt with multiple surgeries to his hand and to his wrist. He won at Pebble Beach several years ago. He lost in a playoff in Charlotte to Joey Sindelar in year two of what is now the Wells Fargo Championship. Ask him about having issues with your hand and with your wrist. And for Trevor, he has won top 10 since the year he won the Masters.
And
he had surgery, and it is a debilitating thing.
Yeah. Now, I came up with this, okay? Behind every great man is a great caddy. Now, it's just okay, to me, it's almost like the very traditional marriage, okay? She can offer counsel, make suggestions, right? But the final decision is his. And that's kind of the way it is with a caddy. He can make suggestions, he can offer counsel, but ultimately the player makes the final decision because the player has to play the shot. So
I agree with you. And ultimately, it does come down to that player because you're exactly right. Veto power always will reside with the person who has to execute the exercise, and that is the player. The player has the power. But the player, if he is a smart player, will always listen to counsel. And counsel comes from the caddy, and some will be more emphatic than others, but you're exactly right. Ultimately, the culpability of decision-making does reside in the player's hands. There's no question about it.
Let's take a break. We've got to talk about Tiger and what's going on with Tiger and who other people who missed the cut. I mean, do we lambast the fact that Graham McDowell shot a 74-78, but we get all over Tiger's 77-73. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets. Or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the Club House. Gary Williams, Golf Channel's co-host, is with us, and Bob Bupka, who is in Atlanta, melting away at the PGA Championship, joins us now. Bob, good morning. Good afternoon.
good afternoon to me. Good morning to you, and you know, listening to Gary and watching him in the morning on Morning Drive, I think he has a real future in this golf broadcasting business.
Oh, Bob, my old buddy, it's good to hear your voice.
Yes, he does. Yes, you know, let me ask you something. So the last time I checked, Rory was kind of like, he's in a marquee, he's a three over for the day. How's he doing?
No, he just put one in the water. This is not going to be his game. Yeah, he was discussing it to Joe that, you know, he was 22 years to a rash decision of trying to hit that shot on his goal. I mean, it was a par. He just hit sideways. Here. He could have made par. and been able to really play in this event.
Yeah, it's a shame. We're having some problems with our connection. But the gist of what you just said is it's a shame he made that rash decision, and this isn't going to be his tournament. Is that it?
That's exactly right, Danielle. You listen very well.
Thank you. Now, the question I have is, so is the Chubby Slam dead?
No, I don't know.
It is. Bob, you know, I'll defer to you. I don't think it is. I think somebody who is getting ready to embark on his third round, and there may be two. The guy who is actually a higher-ranked player than Darren Clark was when he won the Open Championship, but he's off an Irish Open win. He's not the one I'm looking at. It's Lee Westwood. Lee Westwood is right in the middle of this golf tournament. I think he's licking his chops as he looks, even though he is absent of a major championship on his resume. Only four guys in the top 38 to start the day have a major on their resume, and one of them was a guy who won it in 97. That's Davis Love. The other is Jim Furyk, who has been off the radar really for the entire season. I think Westwood is right in the middle of this tournament. And
Bob,
if he's 66-67 today, he will be a big part of the story tomorrow, in my estimation.
Okay.
Well, he's
what
only
do you
four
think?
Shots. He's only four shots back, Gary, and I
exactly.
agree with your sentiments. You know, unlike Eric Casillas, who agrees with you, I do agree that Lee Westwood has a heck of a shot.
We just, it's really, it's one of those things you fade in and fade out. And they, you've got such a strong presence, we can even hear you when you're fading out. It's wonderful. How about Keegan Bradley? I mean, the kid amazed me. I know you only have a few more seconds to be on with us, but he has got some poise. When he was in the media center, I was glued to his words.
Well, with Keegan Bradley, it's strategy or not, and I'd love Gary's opinion, but he showed up here a couple of hours ago. He's just been hanging around, and I think the best strategy is to go through your routine, whatever time you normally show up for your tee time. You come, you practice, you putt, and then you go to the tee. Being here for a couple of hours, I think he's putting a lot more pressure on himself, Gary.
Yeah, Bob, it's an interesting point. As a matter of fact, I was just telling my wife I had traded messages with Keegan. I know he was. You know, it's not easy, as you know, Bob, to kill time on a Saturday or a Sunday with a late time when you've slept on a lead or you're a shot off the lead. And you're right, you want to stick to your routine. The one thing I do know, to give him maybe a little pass, he's got his entire family in Atlanta. They rented a townhome, including his 10-month-old nephew. At some point, you got to get out of that place. So if you can't go to a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, you might as well go to the Atlanta Athletic Club and have a little lunch. But you're right, and he is. The one thing I'll say about Keegan is that he's so honest about how fortunate he feels to be in the middle of this. I mean, he said it last week at the WGC. He's living a dream. I mean, they all are. Some of them are more forthright and more candid with how much they appreciate the dream they're living. And he's one of them. He said, I can't believe I'm in a no-cut event in Akron. This is unbelievable. And the same thing this week. He just said, it's my first major championship, and I can't believe I'm around these players. And obviously, he is he's put himself in a heck of a position. He's got the goods. I mean, he really does. It doesn't mean that he's going to go on and either win or finish in the top three. But the point is, at his young age, to already have won, and the putt he made to win, Bob, at the HP Byron Nelson was no gimme. I mean, this guy, he's got the chops, and I love the fact that he has such an appreciation at a young age. He's not aloof to how fortunate he is, despite his ability to be living the life that he's leading, and that's why I find him so attractive as a player.
You know, Gary, he set a course record, or a tournament record, I should say, this year, the total amount of time that he spent in the media room at the Byron Nelson. He didn't want to leave the media room. Most players come in, they do their press conference, and they're out of there. Oh, Keegan was just walking around, talking to everybody, really celebrating a victory. And I think that's what you like, Gary, when you get somebody that truly appreciates a good thing that happened to him. And he really is a good guy, and it's really no surprise with his aunt, Pat Bradley, LPGA Hall of Fame member. She comes from good stock, and Keegan Bradley also comes from good stock, and actually he comes from Woodstock. That's where he was born.
You know, I just love the fact that you brought up Pat Bradley, because to me, Keegan is almost like the child of an actor who grows up in the environment of the acting and absorbs all of that information without even realizing it, and has the affinity for not just the game, but all the stuff that goes on around the game that you need to acclimate yourself to if you've never been exposed. I think some of that is probably the most difficult part of the game that a young player who finds himself at the top of the leaderboard in his rookie year would probably be overwhelmed by, and Keegan doesn't seem to be.
I think Pat had quite a chat with him last night, told him what to expect, how to handle it, and boy, when you get advice from a LPGA Hall of Fame member, Gary, and that member is your aunt, I mean, it's double barrel, and I think it's going to serve him well today.
Yeah, I do. I totally agree, Bob, and I think it's, you know, this is a real relationship. This is not, well, you know, I kind of hung around her a little bit, and I, no, I mean, this is a real relationship, and I can tell you this, that if he happened to pull this off, and the family tradition was when Pat would win, you know, that the cowbells would be ringing, and I'm telling you, from across, from Burlington, as Bob said, to Woodstock, I mean, that the bells will be ringing throughout New England if this kid happens to pull it off, but it's interesting, you know, if you look at this first page, gosh, it's such a cross section. I mean, it really, you know, Furyk obviously has his major championship, but there are, I think, Bob, to me and Danielle, there are at least 20 to 25 guys who went to bed last night saying, I can win this. Now, they can't project ahead in their minds. They have to go shot to shot, hole to hole, but there is at least 25 guys knowing the first page of the leaderboard is dotted the way that it is, saying, I can absolutely win this golf tournament. And you know what? They're not crazy to think that.
No.
Gary, the last major, probably the most deserving member of the field, came out on top in the form of Darren Clarke. And I think the most deserving, even though golf never owes you anything, most deserving here this week is Lee Westwood, as you said, at the top. I think he's poised. He's in a good position. He's only four shots off the lead. He gets some putts going. It'll be amazing, because he came in and spoke with us on Wednesday, and it was the best press conference I've ever been at. I mean, he was telling jokes and saying, I got a new philosophy. I don't care if I win this week. I'm just going to have fun. We said, you liar.
No, you know, he was the best. When I watched all of the pressers that I could see on Golf Channel, Lee Westwood was the best interactor of them all. And he had fun with it. It is obvious that he is completely relaxed and completely ready to just play the game. I don't think he was lying, unlike what everybody says about Tiger not telling the truth. And I'd like to ask you that question, but we need to take a break. How long can you stay, Bob?
Well, I normally would have to get off, but the opportunity to talk with you and Gary, I'm going to blow off my other deal.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911, 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
So Lee Westwood is a favorite of many, and I love what he said about Bob Rotella and all the things that he's working with. He said, though, in the presser, he wasn't thinking about whether it was square or taking it far back enough. He's talking about watching his son play and hit a 10-foot putt, okay, on the last green of the par 3 at the Masters. That's just how kids do it. And that's the mentality I'm trying to get back into with my golf, just kind of freewheeling. I've done all the hard work, done it for 20 years. It's time to just relax and let it flow. And he was certainly doing that, very comfortable, and it shows. Now, with Tiger Woods, everybody's on his case about him being honest during a press conference, and whether he's telling us the truth or not. Did you find Bob, you were there, and Gary, you're watching, did you find him to be more, Bob first, more honest this time around or not?
Well, not when he says that he's here to win. I mean, that's nice to say, but that's putting an unreasonable, extra pressure on yourself. And, you know, I knew I was going to be on with Gary, so I did my homework. I have a glued-on mustache, and I'm wearing a bow tie, so I feel comfortable talking to you, Gary.
You're the Alex Maselli, right? You're doing Alex right now, is that it?
Yeah, I'm a make-believe Alex Maselli.
Okay, all right. So, and Gary, what do you think?
I think, like Bob, you know, when you show up and you have this, you know, he always postures about, and he's said this since 1996, late of 96, and then obviously full-time in 97, that, you know, second place is a failure. And he was asked it Wednesday, and Bob was sitting there, and you know, he said, I expect a W. And, you know, that's unrealistic. And yet there's a contradiction there because, you know, when he was asked about it yesterday, when he missed the cut, he said, yes, there, you know, obviously there's a setback in the sense that I'm not contending, but there is, you know, obviously a positive that I've gone 2 healthy weeks. Well, we knew you were healthy last week. And it's good that he's healthy and they didn't have a setback. But the reality is you can't say one thing Wednesday and then spin it in a way that because you're healthy for 2 weeks, that's a big step forward. And I think he's been contradictory about that, about winning for, you know, 14 to 16 months now. And I think that he's a very bright guy, but he's very cryptic in what he says. But I think he's trying to make himself believe anything to cleanse his mind, which I think right now is cluttered with more negative thoughts than at any point by far in his career. And I'm not talking about his professional career. I'm talking about when he was winning USGA Juniors. His mind is as cluttered as it's ever been.
Hey, Gary, let me ask you this. One thing that I've been kicking around with members of the media, you know, it seems now he's got Butch Harmon swing thoughts in his head. He's got Hank Haney swing thoughts in his head. He's got Sean Foley swing thoughts in his head. I mean, you were a Class A professional. I mean, I just think his mental side is on overload.
I agree, Bob. I think it's on overload when it comes to, you know, all of the vernacular that he's trying to absorb as far as position here and angle there. But I also believe that his mind is on overload with literally as much of a void in confidence in any execution repeatedly of a full swing that's why I just think that he is, that's why all of his rounds are such serpentine. He can have a good thought which can result in a good hole, but he has never validated a good side with another good side or a good round with another good round. And Bob, you were probably behind the 18th green at Pebble Beach last year after the third round of the U.S. Open, and everyone looked around and went, oh my gosh, he's broken through the vortex, he's back. And then he went back out the next day on Sunday. He was no factor. There has been no validation of good, positive, you know, results that have been sustained day to day, round to round, and that is the clear indication of somebody who has too much on his mind as opposed to the freedom of just simply trying to execute shots that in his dreams and in his sleep he used to do.
Okay, but
it's just a totally different person.
He is a different person, but I still found that after finding 22 bunkers and going in the water once, 40% fairways, he's off in the trees somewhere, 50% greens, okay, he's way at the bottom of all the stat lists, he's still manages to score a 77 and a 73. I mean, most people would completely melt down and shoot something in the 80s, and he still kept it together. To me, that was something. We've got another gentleman joining. I want to make sure that he knows that he's on Global Golf Post, the first digital weekly.
That's
golf
Steve Post. Nugent.
Jim.
Jim Nugent. Not Jim Nugent.
Yes. Jim Nugent.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you happen to be.
Exactly. Hey. And how are you?
Hey, Danielle.
Yes.
Danielle, before we bring in Jim, because I do have to go, but I want to ask Gary one last question. There's been some speculation this week that Tiger is going to ask you to be his caddy. I know you caddied earlier this year for Rory McIlroy. Will you take that big pay cut from the Golf Channel to go be Tiger's caddy?
Bob, you know how loyal I am. I'm loyal to you as a friend. I'm loyal to the Wonder Boy, too. I'm not giving up my gig at the Grand Slam of Golf in Bermuda for the thought of having to go around the world to Australia in November. I will be loyal to the Golden Child from Hollywood, Northern Ireland. I am not taking that gig.
I thought you'd say that. Hey, listen, I have to run, Danielle. Gary, good talking to you. And
thank you, Bob.
Jim, give Danielle your best stuff, Jim.
He always does. He always does. Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. Aloha. So, we have a couple of things going on here right now, and I'd kind of like to talk a little bit more about the media relationship with Tiger Woods, just to get it. It seems like we're writing his obit. It seems like the media has a huge, and I'm talking about mostly the guys and the gals who are in the media center, that there is an axe to grind between from the media toward Tiger Woods, that they feel personally affronted, offended. Tell me what you think, Gary. Do you think that it's being taken personally, or it just seems like with the idea that we're not allowing Tiger Woods to just get his act back together without constantly throwing knives at the guy, it doesn't seem like we treat other people that way, and I would like to know why that is.
I think 14 has a lot to do with it, and you know, the fact that he has achieved what he's achieved, there's, you know, obviously you want access, you want more, you want as much as you can get, and also people draw parallels, and they're unfair parallels, but that's life. I mean, there wasn't as much media when Nicklaus was achieving what he did, and Palmer and Trevino and Watson and on and on and on. And I don't know the perception that Ben Hogan would have had with the general public, with his demeanor, if he was doing what he did in present day. And let's consider this, that you know, Ben Hogan, by today's standards, people are banging on Ricky Fowler because he's a kid who should have just completed his senior year at Oklahoma State, and he hasn't won yet. What would people be doing to Ben Hogan who had reached his 30s and finally got a win in the state of North Carolina, what would they have done to him? What would his demeanor have been like in today's, you know, multimedia, multi-platform level? I think it's, when you say personal, I think it's professionally personal.
Okay.
They, you know, we all want something. Do I think that people feel an affront that he's not more forthright? Absolutely. And I also believe that he has an axe when it comes to the media in general. I do believe that he feels that in terms of the way that he has been treated over the last 18 months, and this is not my own feeling, this is just the way I think he feels toward the media,
right,
that they've wronged him to some degree. So he's gotten even more curt than he was before the scandal broke.
Okay, I just, when Brandel Chambly talked about what Tiger could have been, that could have been, it's like, I like the saying that it's not what you achieve in life, it's what you overcome. And could have been, it's not like the guy's dying. He's not dead yet. he's got a lot of time to become, you know, to overcome what he did to himself, to rectify the mistakes, to show people that he is a mensch. Don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of animosity, and that, to me, when I watched Tiger, when I listened to what he said, and when I read a tweet from Annika Sorenstam's husband, I'm just saying that because most people wouldn't know who I was talking about if I said his name, Bob McGee. You know,
Mike McGee,
thanks. He said that was the most honest news conference I've seen Tiger Woods give. And he liked it. So to me, that's what I got from it, from his news conference, when he talked about it. And I don't expect a guy to stand in front of a bunch of guys in the media and say, you know, I'm really in pain. I've got all this stuff going on with me, and I've got this terribly... I mean, why should he come with his entire medical record and tell anybody? It's not... It's his personal stuff. Why would the champion, the gladiator, come out and say, you know, I'm really vulnerable here. Just take your best shot, because I'll fall over any second now. To me, that is just not what somebody does in a competitive environment. And it seems to me the media expects him to lay down and, you know, take the spears. And I wouldn't, not if I were him. I would do my best to stand up and continue on. I don't know. But I haven't let you say anything, have I, Jim?
I'm just listening, Danielle.
yeah. Just keep going on. You know, I told Gary he'd be on for a half an hour. It's 40 minutes. Do you need to go, Gary?
No, we're fine. Are you kidding?
Good.
When we're done, I'll do a cannonball in the pool with the girls and get settled into the third round. So, no,
excellent.
Everything's great.
Excellent. Okay. Let me get Jim, Global Golf Post, Jim Nugent, president, publisher. What are your thoughts on Rory, Tiger, the PGA Championship, Steve Stricker, Ricky Fowler? Anything that you'd like to throw in? What's top of mind for you?
It's been an interesting week. I actually had it on before I came on the air with you, and I look at the leaderboard and I scratch my head. And I'm supposed to know who these guys are, and I don't know who some of them are. You hope that some of the names, Roy's not going, but Westwood or Luke Donald or Stricker can put together a couple of good rounds here and emerge at the top. The golf course obviously has been controversial. Paul had some comments that were typical Phil, and Reese Jones responded by saying that Phil's just looking for design work.
And then
you have the train wreck that is Tiger Woods that you guys have been off on. It's unfortunate when a guy that misses the cut dominates the conversation, but such is the Tiger world that we once lived in, but increasingly less so.
You know, a lot of it has to do with the money. You know, the guy is intriguing, and that is just, there's the je ne sais quoi about him. You just don't know how, you can't label it. It's star quality, but he's not a star anymore. He's all of those things wrapped up together. He was a hero, and we like to take our heroes apart if they betray us.
Well, here's the thing that I think about Tiger Woods more than anything else, and I'm asked this. Gary may or may not agree here. We were promised last year at a press conference that was put together the PGA Tour headquarters, we were promised a new Tiger Woods, a bit more humble, perhaps a bit more outgoing, a little bit friendlier with the media. That Tiger Woods, all these months later, has yet to be seen. And I think that the media as a group, and I'm certainly not going to represent anyone other than myself, mm-hmm. I think that we were willing to give him a second chance because that's what our culture and our society does. But he hasn't come across that with his side of the bargain. He's treating the media with the same lack of respect and disdain that he always has. And I think it's coming back to haunt him. And he no longer has the leverage that he had with the media at one time. As a friend of mine in the media center at the Open Championship said, payback is hell. And I think that's what Tiger Woods is seeing right now.
Gary.
Danielle, I agree with Jim. I do. And, you know, I'm an enormous believer in, you know, the idea of coming back. And we're all flawed. I mean, we all have our picadillos. But when you look into a camera and you put your hand on your heart, whether it's orchestrated or authentic, and believe me, it brings out the cynicism in all of us when we can all remember the imagery and the words of what he said when he looked into that camera, and it appears orchestrated as opposed to authentic, when here we sit. It can't be results-based with respect to you appearing to be more affable, more empathetic, more compassionate, more real to all of us. It can't be results-based. If you win, that doesn't mean that it's incumbent upon you winning for you to be new. You know, and I think that we would all, to a degree, and like Jim, I can only speak for myself, be more willing to have a broader perspective on him had his words that day resonated beyond that room with his own actions. And that has not been the case. And again, I don't want to sit here and continually bang on him, but you have to own up to the words on what was a seminal day in his life. And the reality is that his surliness, I think in large measure, is a byproduct of the fact that he's not seeing results. And golf is, at this point, what else does he have? And I hope he has a real relationship with his children, and that he has real friends that he has real conversations with. But the bottom line is that he's not that much different. He's just not.
Got it. I needed to ask the question because from the living room, I'm here in Hawaii, and we're just watching on television. We don't have that interaction. And listening to you guys talk about it and Bob Buska talk about it, gee, bummer. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's The Golf Club.
visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
If you haven't already, the Hawaii Golf Senior Open mailbox is desperately seeking entries. This is the Hawaii Golf Senior Open. Norm Gunther does this every year. It's being played at the Hawaii Prince Course. The deadline is Monday. He'd actually like to have enough women enter so there can be a women's flight. Professionals, it's $250. For amateurs, it's $150. And at Hawaii Prince, BNC courses, August 22nd and 23rd, it's going to be awesome, but the deadline is the 15th. I'm sure he'll take your entry if it comes just a little bit later. Do go to 808golf.com and download that entry form, or give him a call at 625-9860. I'll have it on Facebook for you. 625-9860. Enter and make it possible for the Hawaii State Senior Open that Norm Gunther puts on every year to continue. We're talking with Global Golf Post. Jim Nugent is the president and publisher. And from Golf Channel, Morning Drive, Gary Williams. So, guys, here we've got the cut. We've looked at some of the guys who've missed it. But what's amazing is how many did, actually. Jason Day, the defending champion, Martin Kaymer, Darren Clark, Dustin Johnson, and Graham McDowell. Any one of those stand out as real surprise? I'm surprised by them all. But, Gary, a big surprise to you. Which one?
I would say Jason Day, just because he's had such a great year, not only in the major championships, but also if you look at the way he's a young guy. He's 23 years old, but he's kind of already figured out how to pace yourself through the season. I know that Jack Nicklaus might have been a little torqued off that he relocated to Columbus and couldn't come to Dublin to play his event, but he was great in the Players. He's been great in these major championships, not to mention he was really good last week in a WGC. And it was really four holes that undid him. I mean, he was plus six on 15 through 18 for the first 2 days, and he played the first 14 holes in minus one. So I would consider, you know, not only his form, but how he's performed in big events this year is my biggest surprise.
Me too. How about you, Jim?
I'd have to agree with that. I thought after last week, Jason Day coming off Bridgestone was certainly one to keep your eye on this week. As Gary points out, a young kid, a streaky player, I expected much better from him. Kaymer, McDowell, you know, they've been up and down for the better part of a year. They're certainly not in the form that they were as recently as last year. But the one that causes me to scratch my head,
uh-huh,
and it gets worse as each major goes by, is Dustin Johnson. He's just way too talented to ever miss a cut, much less in a major championship. And I'm not sure that it has as much to do with his game as his mental approach to the game. He should be contending with that game and that physique week in and week out, and he's not there yet.
Yeah,
Danielle and Jim, to belabor that point for a second,
sure.
I know how I felt when Fred Couples gave his blessing with respect to Joe LaCava. Joe has such a sensible, reasonable mind that he would have been the perfect mentalist on Dustin's bag, and the results have not been there. And I'm surprised. I thought that would not have been necessarily he wins the next week, but for him to not even really not only contend, but to just kind of methodically go through two very uninspiring rounds is bizarre to me.
Where's his head at?
Where has it ever been at, Jim? I mean, he's Nuke LaLoosh. I mean, he's got all the ability in the world, and believe me, I mean, he wins, and he's already got four top tens in major championships, and he's a very, very young man. But his major championships, and again, he was second at the Open Championship, but again, he has that moment. Jimmy standing and Danielle in the middle of the fairway on 14, and he inexplicably just hits one off the planet to the right out of bounds. I mean, he was the last line of defense to put heat on Darren Clark, And at that moment, he completely failed.
Yep. Jim?
Never seen anything like that. I watched that shot. I have never seen a top-caliber player throw it out of the ballpark in the middle of the fairway on a par 5. I was stunned by that. And, again, I think that speaks as much to the head as it does the physical ability, because that ability's there. I'm just not sure what he's thinking about it on the golf course. I, too, thought, but I still do believe, and I think Gary does, too, that in the long haul, Joe LaCava is going to be a very, very positive influence on development as a tour player.
Okay, we're back to caddies. Isn't that interesting? I just, you know, we're back to caddies. We started with caddies. And how about, you know, Adam Scott? He needed somebody with, you know, drive, with power, saying, hey, you know, buckle down, do it. And it seems like, at least at this point, until last the 18th hole yesterday, that Adam Scott is really responding to that kind of pressure.
I think that Stevie's going to have the same kind of influence that I just spoke to about LaCava. Stevie's been there, and people tend to forget Stevie's been there well before there was a guy named Tiger Woods was out there. He's been with some awful good players over the course of his career. He's seen an awful lot of golf. I think he's got the opportunity to impact Adam Scott. I think last week was more of a fluke. I think you're going to see it long term.
Okay. Westwood, Lee Westwood, we've talked about to some length here. How about the U.S. favorite? Don't we need a winner? Come on, guys. Don't we need a U.S. winner of a major this year? Wouldn't that be fun? How about Steve Stricker? He hasn't won a major yet. Are we going with Steve?
I really like him this weekend. And again, his round yesterday surprised me. I know it's a major championship, and that old adage, which I do believe in, it's not only the attention you get with the low round as far as media responsibilities, but it's also, I mean, it's as good as they are, you can't get your mind away from how low you went. But I didn't think that he would validate with 74. I mean, he only has two other rounds the entire year, one other 74 and a 75, which happened to be in the U.S. Open on Thursday. But I like him this weekend very much. I think he is absolutely going to be in the middle of this. But let me also say this. You know, Scott Verplank's name, we have not mentioned him. You know, Darren Clark is a very affable guy, and the European community loves him. But Scott Verplank is a pro's pro. I mean, this is somebody who, you talk about a crowning achievement for a very dignified career. If he managed at the age of 47... through a diabetic condition, and also we talk about the wrist of Rory McIlroy. Hey, Scott is dealing with it. He is a grizzled, gutty. He is tougher than an old boot. If he managed to get this done, I'd be so pleased for him. Winning as an amateur in 85, I know he only has 5 wins. There's a Tom Kite kind of aspect to him, and Tom won at a higher rate in terms of his overall career. But Scott has dotted a lot of Ryder Cup rosters. This would be an ultimate cherry on a very, very, very good career. I mean, 493 starts in his career and just under 100 top tens, 5 wins. I would be very pleased for him if he could get it done.
Great.
I think Gary's right. Unfortunately, I think that in the mind of public, your average golfer, Scott Verplank equals John Senden. Gary and I know an awful lot about that. Scott Verplank, and he is a grizzled veteran, and he does command the respect of everyone in the pros locker room. But I think the people that are tuning into TV not only don't know, don't much care about his diabetes, about his wrist. He's just a faceless name out there, which is unfortunate. He deserves better.
Jim, sound like Sean McManus. I mean, you're right. He's not moving any needles. There's no question about that.
No,
but
he's not, but it would be a great story. I think for Verplank, though, to contend, the scores need to come back to him, because I don't think he's going to go out and blister the golf course.
Agreed.
I do think that Stricker is the guy to keep an eye on. I think that the no-names at the top of the board will gradually disappear today, and I think you'll see the class start to emerge. And I fully expect and do hope that it's Stricker, because he's a similar type of story that Verplank. And I think everyone in the media room is very fond of and respect Steve Stricker.
And by the way, Danielle, speaking of grizzled veterans,
yes.
David Toms has posted 65 today. He's 2 under. So he will sit this afternoon, rest, and watch these inexperienced players, with the exception of Jim Furyk, who's now put a belly putter in his bag as of last week, go out there and deal with the pressure of Saturday, a major championship. David, that's a heck of a Saturday for David.
Yes, David Toms, awesome. But you know what you did when you said Jim Furyk? I mean, Jim Furyk, when he won the FedEx Cup last year, he was a surprise. It was a surprise to me, okay? I'm sorry. It was like, Mr. Furyk, wow. He creeps out of nowhere. It's interesting.
You got to keep an eye on him. Again, if the scores come back to a little bit and it gets tense, you want to look at somebody that's got some gray hair, although in his case I'm not sure he has any. But he could be there, and he won't spit the bit if they get tight on Sunday afternoon.
It doesn't look like Robert Garrigus's little putter is helping him. I see he kind of dropped down considerably today. It's just interesting to watch the movement. I love this one. I love Moving Day. Who's at the top of the leaderboard on Friday has absolutely nothing to do with the weekend. Jason Duffner deserves our attention, though, before we take our next break. And I bring in a lovely young lady who is going to tell us about the Women's Invitational at Oahu Country Club, our premier country club in Hawaii. What about Jason Duffner? Who is he?
I mean,
who is he? He's he's somebody whose number one hobby is sleeping.
Okay,
he is for anybody who is a fan of comedians of the '80s. He's the Stephen Wright of the PGA Tour. He could go in and shoot 63, and his response would be, "I played okay. I made 9 birdies." He's the ultimate flatliner. I think his heart beats about 3 times a day. He tied for 5th last year at Whistling Straits and lost in a playoff earlier this year to Mark Wilson. But if he walked down 5th Avenue, there's not a soul in America, and it may include his parents, who would recognize him. I mean, and again, he's a good player, but this is a foreign land that he finds himself on this Saturday. And you know what? His complete ambivalence toward, at least open ambivalence toward everything, may serve him well, but I'm with Jim. I do believe that the guys that have a lot more scar tissue, good and bad, are going to find their way to the top, and that includes not only what Toms has done, but just to point out, Luke Donald has turned in 32. He's 2 under. He is now 3 back of the lead. He's world number one. He wants a major championship. So we're already seeing guys today make moves on this, you know, first page of a leaderboard where you need, you know, biographical information on more than half of them.
Yeah. Well, Francisco Molinari, he's doing quite well. So did Ben Crane. He turned in a nice score. But how about Johnny Vegas? Wouldn't that be something if he pulled off a win? Yes, that's nice to see. Johnny's doing very well. He's 2 under, it looks like, and about to tee off at some point this morning, 2:10 Eastern time. It's been a real pleasure. I have 2 guests standing by, and I could talk to you for hours, Gary. And Jim, can you stay with me?
I'm happy to stay with you.
Excellent. Gary, what part of you... So, when are you going to come to Hawaii, and when can we play golf?
Well, here's I'm gonna lobby Rory after I towed his lumber.
Yes.
In Bermuda in October for I'm not walking the plantation course with a bag over my shoulder.
Oh, come on!
I'll do a pro-am round, but I'm gonna lobby for a little trip for the Tournament of Champions, and we'll see about that. And I would love to come out there. And as I said, it's been a treat, and obviously. Chatting with you and for the folks who are listening, Hawaii's got a special place in my heart. Is where, you know, my parents fell in love right there on Waikiki Beach. So I'd love to come back and certainly be on the show, but also hope to see you in January. That's my goal.
Okay, well we're gonna keep tweeting you about that. Okay,
you can count on it.
You can find Gary Williams at Gary Williams GC for Golf Channel. Very easy at Gary Williams GC. A lot of fun to tweet with and watch him every morning on Morning Drive on Golf Channel. DVR it, TiVo it. You'll be really amazed. You know, somebody said something about how you tend to be, you know, very. You talk about private lives, people. I've never found that to be the case with you, Gary. When you're on the show, I love how you analyze things. You take not a middle road. You're not afraid to take positions, but you don't dig people. You know, dig into them and make issues where there are none. And I like that about you. You're real.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm lucky to do what I do, and I thank you. And it's been great to spend the time with you and Jim. Hopefully, we will catch up soon enough. And hopefully, everybody out there enjoys not only the rest of the weekend, but also this final major championship of the year.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Aloha.
You bet.
Jim, bye-bye. It's so good to have you on the show with me. And let's bring in this wonderful young lady who's trying to put together the, and this is a Stableford system, which I find so fascinating, you know, the Linda Fulton, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me. And hey, Gary, I'll carry your bag any day, anywhere.
I'll make sure that I tweet that to him for you because he's already left.
Yeah, I've done it. You carry your bag at Oahu Country Club and it's uphill, downhill lies.
Yeah, I know.
Plantation.
So you can be Gary's stand-in caddy for whoever. You can go to the pro-am.
Absolutely.
And
that's one reason, Danielle, thank you again for having me on your show, that we have this Stableford format. The lives at Oahu can be very challenging, and it really gives people an opportunity. You're rewarded when you make a bogey, but you're not penalized if you have a double bogey. I don't know if you're familiar with the format, but the Oahu Invitational is coming up. We're excited about it. It's coming up on Tuesday, September the 6th and 7th.
Uh-huh.
And the Stableford format basically works this way. If you have a net bogey, you get 1 point. If you have a net par, you get 2 points. Net birdie, 3 points, et cetera. So if you blow out a hole, you don't get anything. And 2 days, 36 holes. So it really doesn't penalize you.
Right. The handicap is 25.5, 24.5 or less.
Right. Okay, that's the index.
That's the index, right? Uh-huh. And the entry fee is $175. That includes green and card fees for 2 days. Okay, two days.
Of beautiful play, yes.
Yes.
Range and balls. I don't know if range balls,
refreshments, prizes, awards lunch on Wednesday, a no-host lunch available on Tuesday if you'd like. So this is a real fun event. It's 2 days at Oahu Country Club. You know, ladies, we don't get to play the Oahu Country Club unless we're members. And there aren't that many of us who are members. So this is a real wonderful opportunity. The Women's Stroke Play Championship is played there. The Women's Match Play Championship is played there. And here you have the 2011 Oahu Country Club Women's Invitational. Linda Fulton, how do we get the entry form?
There's three easy ways. You can go to three separate websites. You can go to, all spelled out, OahuCountryClub.com. You can go to 808golf, all one word, .com. Or you can go to the HSWGA.org.
Okay.
And if there are any questions, you can call the Country Club and ask for Andrew Feldman. He's our head pro.
Yes.
And his phone number is 595-3256, 595-3256, extension 2.
Fabulous. So this is OahuCountryClub.com, 808golf.com, and HSWGA.org. Thank you, Linda, for being on the show. It's a real pleasure to have you, and I'll try to see the deadline again to enter.
The deadline is August the 29th. No refunds after August the 29th.
August 29th. Okay, ladies, you know, don't procrastinate. We do that in Hawaii, don't we?
Yes.
I know.
And closest to the Penn Awards, too, and also soft golf butts, and you can use range finders.
All right, and you can use range finders. That's
yes.
Such a help. Thank you, Linda Fulton, for being on the show. It's a pleasure having you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with from Global Golf Post. This is you're welcome. This is a weekly publication that comes to your inbox. It's such a wonderful delivery system. You don't have to open the door, you know, and get the newspaper. No, it go to the mailbox. No, it comes to your inbox. All you need is an email address, and you put your email. They don't sell it. Jim is really good about this. It's private, all right? And it comes to your inbox, and it's in digital format. It's great on your iPad. If you can read an iPhone, it'll work there too. Or on your computer, the largest screen you can find. It's beautiful. It has all these great pictures. Craig Sasada is with us too from Poipu Bay. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
If it's happened to you, we've got a dozen Nike Precision Power Distance PD Long golf balls from Alakai Mechanical celebrating their 37th anniversary. The plumbing division, thank you so much for taking care of our building. You are the best. And all you have to do to win these is be the 18th caller and not have won in the last 6 months. And the number is 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. From the president and publisher, Global Golf Post, Jim Nugent is with us. And joining us is the GM, the director of golf. Have I given you Craig Sasada, Poipu Bay Golf Course? Did I give you a raise?
Yeah. That would be nice.
It's always my pleasure to give people a raise. So let me ask Jim. Jim, of all the things, you know, you're about to publish Global Golf Post, right? I mean, it's coming out on Monday, right? So have you written your piece, your editorial yet? Can you give us a little idea of what you're mulling over?
I'm taking the week off, Danielle.
you cheat.
In weeks like this, you know, one of the fortunate things about the Golf Post, we have some of the finest golf writing talent ever assembled in one place from all around the world. And so when we're in a major championship week and we've got Steve Eubanks and Mark Papalian and Len Shapiro and so many other people on hand at the tournament, my voice can most certainly sit down and take a back seat and let the experts talk about what they saw, what they happened in Atlanta this week. So I'm quiet this week.
Okay, say the names of some of the writers that I know that people have read in other places. You assembled all these writers to create Global Golf Post.
Just a very fortunate situation where many of these people, because of what's happening, fortunate for me, I want to point out, not so fortunate for them, their jobs have changed dramatically due to the digital transformation. In some cases, people have retired. In other cases, unfortunately, they've lost their job. And so we've been able to bring them aboard Global Golf Post on a freelance basis. They appreciate the work, but obviously it keeps our cost structure very, very low. And so we're so blessed to have people like Len Shapiro, like Steve Eubanks, Art Spander from the West Coast, Louane Mayer, the princess of golf coverage in the United Kingdom and Ireland. Dermot Galise and John Hawkins from that part of the world. Michael Vlistas from South Africa. On and on and on of people who have forgotten more about the game of golf than I may ever know.
John Steinbrenner included. Yeah.
Well, Steinbrenner I include, and spent part of the week with him. John Steinbrenner, there was an interesting story told this week. Steinbrenner travels the world. His passport has to be worn out. He plays all these wonderful golf courses. And I said to a colleague, in my next life, I want to come back as John Steinbrenner. That person replied by saying, well, John Steinbrenner wants to come back as John Steinbrenner.
Brian Hewitt, another writer.
Brian is our editor, and we're just so terribly fortunate to have him. Brian and I are both Chicagoans, and we worked together at Golf Week for a period of time. He was then with the Golf Channel for a very, very long time. Brian's a very rare individual, and he is a very gifted writer, but he's equally talented as an editor. And you don't find that very often in journalists, anywhere in journalism, forget golf. So Brian provides the leadership. Mike Turkey and Steve Ellis are our kind of dual henchmen that drive us on a day-to-day basis. As I said, we're extremely fortunate to have, associated with Global Golf Post, some of the most talented, most respected people in the media center.
This issue that's out now, you talk about the Walker Cup selections taking shape. And for a while, I was concerned that the Walker Cup was going to go the way of, well, there aren't going to be very many names that we recognize, simply because they're all turning pro, but it looks like that's not going to be the problem.
It's going to be an extremely talented American Walker Cup squad. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that your observation is correct, more so on the European side. They're having trouble keeping their kids in the amateur ranks long enough to play in the Walker Cup, and that's a very unfortunate development. The Americans, we lost a couple of kids to the pro ranks, but none of them were necessarily a surprise. But the U.S. squad, Captain Holtgreave, Jim Holtgreave, is going to take abroad in September, may be one of the most talented Walker Cup teams ever assembled by the United States.
So watch out, UK, et cetera.
Yeah, it's on paper right now. It doesn't look like a very good match, but we're on their home soil and Aberdeen, Scotland, and weather will most certainly be a factor, and so the U.S. boys are going to have to react to that reality.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to reading Monday's issue of Global Golf Post and getting the inside from the PGA Championship. Anything that you've talked with your writers about that we should look for?
Oh, I suspect we're going to have a thing or two to say about Tiger Woods. I know that.
Oh, you think?
But, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking at Phil Mickelson. Let's just take Phil Mickelson into account here. We haven't talked too much about Phil. He's just moved up. He's doing okay. And here's one of the, you know, he's a Tiger Woods kind of golden boy, right?
Well, there's one difference, and I think it's a big difference increasingly, and I think that's age. I think that Phil on the golf course is not aging gracefully. I think that his physical condition, the some
arthritis,
is a factor. Phil hasn't been a factor all year long here, it has disappeared from time to time. And I don't think it's because the heart's not there, because he loves competing and loves winning. I'm starting to wonder in the back of my mind if we're not seeing some of the last playing days at a high level from Phil Mickelson. I certainly hope not, but you would have thought with Tiger gone from the stage that Phil would have stepped up and enjoyed the limelight, and that just hasn't happened.
He sure was doing good at the Open, wasn't he? And Craig, anytime you want to say something, you know, about any of these things, I know you're a great listener, but I expected to, you know, after his Open, enjoying the Open so much and playing so well under difficult conditions for him, that was sort of a breakthrough moment, and I guess it wasn't.
I would have thought so, and I bet Craig would agree with me.
Yeah. Well,
I thought he'd do better myself, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, and maybe it is the, I mean, we don't know. We're not in his body. And the, just watching him, I would like to see him come on strong, because he's such a great guy. He's just exactly, if we could make Tiger healthy and take Phil and his whole attitude and make them one person, wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm just watching as you speak. He just missed a bird putt at the 10th hole, so he's one under. He's not out of it, but there's just nothing, you know, other than that Open Championship, and it, you know, all that was good for him. It wasn't great because he didn't win. He just played better than he had been.
Right.
There's just nothing in his track record over the last 12 or so months that suggests that he's going to put it in gear and go.
Thanks so much, Jim Nugent, Global Golf Post. Look forward to reading it on Monday.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Aloha. Craig Sasada, you're watching. I mean, I am so excited because you are going to be going. First of all, Poipu Bay Golf Course, everybody talks about how beautiful the course is and how fabulous the greens are now that you've changed them all. The views, it's uncluttered. It's just spectacular. And then you host a wonderful event for the professionals to come and beat the ball around, our local professionals. And then there's the senior PGA Championship. And did I read this right here? Let me see now. I put this in my newsletter, so I certainly hope I got it right. Joining Brad Bowen, who's not, it's not fair, is it? Brad just turned 50. Okay.
He's a young kid.
His Aloha Section Senior Professional Championship was played at Turtle Bay. And joining Bowen, we've got Craig Sasada of Poipu Bay Golf Course. So you're going to the mainland?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I've never been to Virginia, so, you know, even if I don't make the cut there, at least I get to do some sightseeing.
Excellent. This is the 2011 Southworth National PGA Senior Championship. When is it?
It's going to be in October, first week of October, so looking forward to going.
Yeah. How do you prepare for this event? Did you find out what the greens, the grasses, the fairways, how are you preparing?
Well, enough, to be really honest.
Please be.
Preparing. I'm just going to go there to have fun.
That's what I see. You're doing a Lee Westwood for us. You know, Lee Westwood said, I've done the hard work. I've, you know, 20 years now, I'm just going to kick back. I'm just going to play my game. I'm ready. You know, and just kind of like this young man, our Nike golf ball winner from Alakai Mechanical, the man who won the 37th anniversary celebration golf balls, Derek Nakamura of West Block. Congratulations. I think you're a first-time winner. I'm so glad to have you listening to the show. Thanks. And at Poipu, you have to be a Kauai resident to get the $55? Specialty?
Yeah, right now we're doing this for Kauai residents, you know, due to the fact that, you know, they're always, especially our return residents here, they're very loyal to the golf course, so it's our way of saying thank you, and hopefully they, you know, I'll always keep on playing.
Yes, it's $55 until September 3rd, is that the cutoff date?
September 30th.
September 30th, so you go all the way into September and enjoy this really great rate. It's only $55 at Poipu Bay. That is so good. Don't you also have something for guests who may be listening right now if they want to play? You play when they need the second round that you play in 10 days within the first. What is that?
Yeah, what it comprises of, if you pay for a full round your first round, you can play a second round for only $115, and there is no time restriction to that, so you could get a 7 o'clock tee time if you wanted, or a 1 o'clock.
Excellent. Excellent. That's very nice. Right now, at Poipu, we have Palmers from the Big Island. They're going out to play, and if you'd like to play at Poipu, there's a 10:30 and an 11:30. What was the reaction when you hosted the Aloha Section PGA Professional Championship with 40 professionals competing for that lone Stony Open in Hawaii exemption that Eric Dugas got? Were they
blown away? Pretty positive. So
yeah,
it worked out really well, and it looked like Eric was playing a different golf course, but
that's not fair, is it? But he's been on a roll.
Oh, he's a very good player. So, I think he shot 7 under par.
Shot 7 under 137.
Yeah, it was pretty windy, too. So, second place, if I remember correctly, was even. So, it was a 7-shot win for him. And it didn't play that easy. So, hats off to Eric, who played just great golf for the 2 days.
Yeah, he just came off a Kona Open win. So, he's fueling forward. This is incredible. And he'll go to the National Professional Championship in June. To the Bayonet Black Horse, right, in Seaside, California?
And also the Sony. So, that was a lone spot for the Sony. So, that is a big one there.
That is a big one. Kevin Hayashi, Kevin almost got there, right?
Kevin will be going to the National Championship, too, the PGA Professional Championship. So, he's one of the qualifiers.
He's one of the qualifiers with Matt Pakala.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, Matt is our aim point Oahu instructor. Last week we were talking aim point, and nobody could remember. And it's like, what is his name? The gentleman I was talking to was from the mainland, and we could remember Jerry King. It's very easy, Jerry King, Kapalua. Right. And the guy's going, I can't remember. Now I know why, because people aren't accustomed to, it sounds like a Hawaiian name, Pakala.
Yes, it does, actually.
Does it? It's not Matt Pakala. It sounds very Hawaii, like he's born and raised here. I don't think that's the case, but it doesn't really matter. Have you been watching the PGA Championship?
Yeah, I've been catching bits and pieces of it. Just unfortunate. I was really pulling for Tiger to be in there, but it didn't work out that way.
I know. And that's the cute thing about it. There's so many of us that, and I put myself in there, I'm pulling for him to recover. And let's take a listen to what he had to say about, he says he's encouraged, which is amazing. Let's take a listen to what Tiger had to say about his round, his last one.
Well, I think it's a step back in the sense that I didn't make the cut and I'm not contending the tournament, but it's a giant leap forward in the fact I played 2 straight weeks healthy. So that's great for our practice sessions coming up. And we're going to be now able to work and get after it. So something, unfortunately, I haven't been able to do, and I thought I could come in here and play the last couple weeks and get it done somehow, but I need some work.
Yeah, I need some work. People say that he needs to compete more than he needs to practice. Well, he needs to practice. Everybody needs to practice. You can't stop that. But it seems like he needs to compete, and he's not going to get that competition until Australia.
I think so too. I don't think it's so much, to be honest, he's practicing. He's just got to get out there and just keep playing. But unfortunately, I think he can't. I was reading or listening to an interview where he was saying that I think he has visitation rights coming up or something. So yes, he can't play next week.
Right. Yes. The children. And it's so important that he has that relationship with his kids. That is important to him, and also his health. While we talk about whether or not he can play anymore, whether or not he's going to get his swing, whether or not he should have this coach, do you think Sean Foley is his coach he should, or who do you think he should go back to?
Well, I'm not. Tiger is Tiger, and he knows what's best for him, but, I think he played his best when he was with Butch Hyman, and I guess he probably kept it real simple for Tiger and just let Tiger use his natural talent to hit the golf ball. And Hyman just went taught on top of that instead of trying to change his mechanics. And I think Hyman's probably was his best teacher he ever had.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because he was talking about how he was playing technical, and then he switched to feel, and then everything sort of fell apart. Or did he start feel and he switched to technical?
He said it was mechanical. And he hit the ball really well.
Yeah.
He thought he could let it go, but then it went downhill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was. I mean, with the first round that we're watching, he was playing it's just amazing, the first 3 holes, and everybody was getting so excited. And then he let us down again, and I think that's part of the. it's a strange thing to be.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think you know, like I say, Harman probably taught him the feel part, which he talked about, that he could just let it go. And that's when Tiger dominated the game.
When he just used the feel.
Yep, that's what I think.
That's what a lot of people talk about, how, you know, he mentioned that he was hitting it straighter now. And Randall Chamblee and Golf Channel came out and said, you know, well, you've never hit it straight before. You know, Tiger, this, the least of our concerns, it's your recovery. It's the feel that you were able to, you know, find of yourself in the middle of the jungle and still get it on the green. You know,
I think before he wasn't afraid to hit it anywhere.
So we go back to the health issue then.
That's why
he's happy that for 2 weeks he was able to play without worrying about whether his body could handle it.
He looked healthy. According to him, he hit the ball further. So, I mean, it looks like it's 100%, but, you know, it probably comes down to just confidence in his own swing right now.
Do you think he deserves to have a place on the President's Cup just because he's Tiger Woods?
That's a tough one. I don't know if he's playing the way he is. I mean, as much as I think a lot of people want to see him on there, but, you know, there's so many players playing pretty well right now that I think they, you know, in all honesty, probably deserve the shot at it. So,
yeah. So, in other words, they're playing for one spot rather than two. And then, yeah, it's one of those things where some people say the two captains' pick should be for someone who's, you know, exceptional. Not just necessarily playing well at the moment, but just because of their stature.
Right, right.
Hmm.
No, that's a tough one.
It is a tough call. And Fred Couples said, you know, basically if he's healthy, he's on the team. So
right.
Maybe I think if he had played in the fall series where the guys who are trying to keep their card have to go to after the FedEx Cup, obviously he didn't, you know, qualify for that. But if he had played in the fall series, he would have really shown that he was, you know, I don't know, willing to play with the guys. Just go in there and work it. Work his game. Compete. And work it. And give the fans a little something to look forward to. And be a little bit more real. And I think he would have made some huge public relations points. But, hey, I'm not Tiger. So, right? Yeah, you know, we can speculate all day long. So let's hope that Steve Stricker wins for the U.S. Who are you?
I'm pulling for him. And Verplank, too.
And Verplank.
Both guys.
Okay. See, we were talking about Verplank earlier, and people were like, but nobody's going to know who Verplank is. What's it going to do for the TV ratings? You know, nobody cares. But see, you're a journeyman, so you understand Scott Verplank. So we've got
a great player.
He is a great player.
Yeah.
Scott Verplank and Steve Stricker. All right. So we've got our guys going for the U.S. So we at least have one major this year.
I hope one of them pulls it off.
Right on. It's so good to talk to you. We have to do this more often, okay?
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Daniel.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
And thank you.
Thank you for helping to make this show possible. Thank you to Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship. You've really got to see this. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning and sheet metal. And when you need a new roof or flashing or gutters or downspouts or AC ducts or a commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel design and fabrication is Alakai Mechanical, and will continue to give away those Nike golf balls. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment protection for your home, your business, get the Star Team on your property. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.